So today's daf is daf Hey in Meila. We're picking up from Dalet Amud Beis, like almost the middle of the Amud. We've been discussing Rav Gidel's members. Rav Gidel, two members, both related. That we know Kachim Kachim has Meila from the moment you makadosh it. It's subject to Meila. Until when? Until you do Zrika, that removes the Meila for the Basar. Of course, the Emurim remain with Meila. Kachim Kalam is, in a way, the opposite. Kachim Kalam has no Meila when you sanctify it, when you makadosh it. When you do Shechita, Gabal Elach Zrika, when you do the Zrika, now the Basar becomes mutter to eat again, so it remains without Mila. But the Emurim now, which is Asr, which needs to go to Mizbeach, the Emurim now first get a din of Mila. Okay, so the point is that the Zrika brings Kachi Kachim away from Mila, the Basar component, and it brings the Kachi Kalim, the Emurim component, to Mila. Rav Gidel said, what if you have a Zrika is pickle? You have a Zrika of a carbon that's pickle. So he said the Zrika's pickle would not remove the Mila for Kachi Kachim and would not bring Kachi Kalim into Mila. That was his memra, and we're being Rias back and forth to these members. So first we focus on the second member, actually, of Kachi Kalim, and now he started being focusing on the first member, trying to bring a raya to his member of Kachi Kachim. Lame Hamasay, let's say this is also a raya. Ha pigle be Kachi Kachim, my limbai. We say by pigle, Kachi Kachim, there's mila. So if you have a case of a Kachi Kachim that was pigle, there's mila on it, lafagav. Afagav Dezarek, presumably the Brisa means to say that there's a Me'ila on a carbon of Kachi Kachim, even though you already did Zerika, which is a Raya to Rav Gidel Marav. Even though you did Zerika, Me'ila remains on the Kachi Kachim, a simple Raya to Rav Gidel. Umesayele, says Gemara Lai. No, we're talking about the Lezer. We did not do Zerika yet. So you have Kachi Kachim, which you didn't do Zerika yet. You did have a piggle somehow in the Shechita, Kabbalah Elacha. You haven't done Zerika yet. We're saying that that Kachi Kachim remains with the Me'ila. But in case we, perhaps if he had done Zrika, it wouldn't have Me'ila anymore, and therefore it's not a riot to Rav Gidel Amrav. Says Gemara, Avazarak Mai. He's saying if you did Zrika, there wouldn't be Me'ila. So I might turn and say, if I wanted to save it, this very same price. So we're down on the base. We're finishing up yesterday's daf. Why did the Sefer say? I'm actually say for have a Kachi Kalim. This Bryson wants to make a distinction between Kachi Kachim and Kachi Kalim. It says that by Kachi Kachim with this pigle, there is still Mila. As opposed to Kachi Kalim with this pigle, there's no Mila. Why make a distinction from Kachi Kachim into Kachi Kalim? We like to make a distinction in the same category itself when we can. Make a distinction within Kachi Kachim and say, Kolzma Yidin to Zrika, Kachi Kachim has Mila with this pigle. When you did Zrika, even when there's pigle, it will remove the Mila. When you did Zrika, even when this pigle removes Mila. If you taka go, not like of Gidel Marav, that when you do Zrika, it removes the Mila for Kachim, then why don't you say that, make that the chilek? Lift leg, Beresha of listening. Why don't you make a chilek within the same case of the Beresha of Kachim, and say, Lifnei Zrika, Mayalambay, prior to Zrika, it remains with the possibility of having Mila. Lacha Zrika, Emailambay. But after Zrika, no longer would have Mila. You no longer have Mila. And again, this only fits, of course, if you go Nagavidam Rav. The fact that we didn't make this distinction within Kachi Kachim alone, and we have to go to Kachi Kalim, wouldn't that indicate that we hold like a Gidel Marav again? And that's why we have to go to Kachi Kalim to come up with a case of Emailambay. Gemara says, you're right. The Sefer that had to go to Kachi Kalim to come up with the Sefer of Emailambay clearly agrees to Rav Gidel Marav, that Zrika would not make it Ein Ma'alim Bay, because then we would have stuck by Kachi Kachim. The Seif is a Raya. Lame Ha Masele Seif Ha Masele Nam Resha. But now that we're saying the Seif is like a Raya to him, let us say the Resha is also a Raya, and we'll interpret it like we interpreted it before, that we're talking about even post-Zrika by Kachi Kachim, it still has Ma'alim Bay, still has Mila, like Rav Gidel Marav, because the Kachi Kachim, the Zrika's pigle, will not take away the din of Mila. Gemara says, no. Kachim Kalim Psikle, Hachalip Psikle. The fact they went to Kachim Kalim, and this really would not be, the Gemara is saying, this deflection could have deflect the entire Bryce's proof. The reason why we went to Kachi Kalim for a distinction and didn't stay in Kachi Kachim is because in Kachi Kachim, we couldn't make a blanket statement that after Zrika, there's no Mila. You know why? Because even if you tell me that Kachi Kachim, by a Chatas, by a Asham, even with the Zrika's pigle, when it's pigle, the Zrika would be Maitzim Bnei Mila. Let's say it is Maitzim Bnei Mila. It certainly wouldn't be the case that by an Ayla, Zrika is going to take away Mila. Ayla and Zrika never takes away Mila because Ayla, even if you have a Kasher Zrika, without pigle, what's the din of Ayla? It gets fully burnt. Ayla never has Mila removed from it. So we can't make a blanket statement that by Kachi Kachim, Zrika is going to remove Mila. Since he can't make such a blanket statement that Zrika removes Mila, therefore we didn't make a distinction by Kachi Kachim between prior to Zrika and after Zrika, because even after Zrika, it would depend. Ayla or not. And therefore, and the fact that we didn't pick that case, that part is not a riot to Rav Gidel, because we wanted to pick a case of, which is clear, which is Psika, clear, and Kachi Kalim is a case which is clear. Zrika's puzzle, Kachi Kalim, Well, not a meila, because the Zrikas Pigel would not bring it into a din of meila. But by Kachkachim, isn't that clear? So therefore, we didn't pick that case as a distinction, and therefore, that will not be a raya to Rav Gidol Amar Rav. Okay, that's the end of that Gemara. It will come up again today, this concept of Gidol Amar Rav. It says, again, twofold. Kachikalim, that have Zrikas Pigel, will not become subject to meila, and Kachkachim, which already have meila, that have Zrikas Pigel, will not remove the din of meila. Okay, now we quote the Mishnah again, a few lines. Kalam, Rav Yishu, we said the Mishnah, Klal. Rabbi Shua said the klal kol shayisul hashaset l'kayanim any kachim the baser kachim that had shaset l'kayanim had a moment of hetef l'kayanim, meaning simply put the shechita the halacha kabbal. Well, actually, it's going to be whole kshal gemara. The way we teach the mishnah, which is going to be presumably the ultimate teach, that the shaset l'kayanim means the meat was mutter at some point, and then it got up so meal is gone. If it did have shaset l'kayanim, wasn't mutter l'kayanim, then the meal stays. The meal is not gone. That's how we teach the mishnah. Our gemara is actually going to get into exactly dissect what does it mean shas het l'kainim? Does it mean that the meat was mutter, or could it be something prior to that? Let's see. Kalamar Rabbi Shua kol shehayis la shas het l'kainim emailim. But once the shas het l'kainim, even if she gets some of the psul afterwards, doesn't make a difference. There's no meila. Meila is already removed from it. That baser kol shehayis la shas het l'kainim. If didn't have a shas het l'kainim emailim, but it's still subject to meila. Eiz the shehayis la shas het l'kainim. What's the case where it had a shas het l'kainim? Shelana v'shinimis v'shiyatzas. We got a psulina, a psul tuma, or a psul yaitza. The way we touched it again with our assumption that it means the bus was meant to eat, it got psalina, the buser got psalina after Zrika, it got psaltuma, it got psalyetza. We're going to see it's not so simple, we're going to discuss it. That's how we touched it when we read the Mishnah. Ve'ezah shleh esla shasakesher, what does it mean, shasakesher? Sorry, shaset l'kayanim. Shanishchita chutzaz mana chutzam kayma, if the shchit already was done with the machshav chutzaz mana, if machshav is pigel, chutzam kayma, or shekibu psulim v'darkas tamay, psulim did kabbalah, and or, that's going to be a big topic also, the soldaf, does it mean psulim did Kabbalah and Zrika, psulim did both, or psulim did Kabbalah or psulim did Zrika. It's two separate cases or one case. But all these cases, the point is, are cases where in Neve Shaset L'Kainim, it became pasul before Shaset L'Kainim, and therefore pigel will remain. By the way, what does it mean, a pasul? Did the Kabbalah or a pasul, did the Shechita? Classic case, the Zrika, Rashi and the Mishnah brings two cases, Balmum is one case Rashi brings another case, Tame. Classic case of psulim is Tame. We're going to go with that case of Tame. A Tame, Kainu is Tame, did Aveda, he's pasul. That's the case where a pasul did Zrika or a pasul did the Kabbalah. Okay. Ame Bakabar la Barpada, Bakabar says Barpada ben Achesi, my nephew. Look into what you're going to be asking tomorrow on this Mishnah, on the sugya in the Beis Medrash. Meaning, look at the Mishnah, this thing we just quoted about, once there's a Shas Heter, Me'ila is gone, and you're going to ask the Shaila tomorrow on the Beis Medrash, let's dissect, what is called Shas Heter? What's the Shaila? Heter Shechita Sheninu. So it's not clear to me if Bar Kapura spoon-fed this is the Shaila, or he just told Bar Padi, he probed him, provoked him to look into it, and Bar Pada ultimately asked the Shaila, which is what Bar Kapur wanted him to ask, but this is the Shaila that's posed in the Beis Medrash. Heter Shechita Sheninu. When we say in the Mishnah Heter, does Heter mean the Heter of Shechita? And once you do Shechita, it's Heter. What's that Heter for? It's a Heter to do the next Avodas Adam. Interesting Lashon Heter. It's a Heter to do the further Avodas Adam. So it's called Heter. It's actually, the Lashon actually fits a little bit. Heter L'Kainim, because Shechita we know is Kasher. Bizarre, exactly. Shechita is kasher even with an ankayin. So heter to do the avodas l'kayanim, which means from Kabbalah Veilach, says heter does heter mean shechita. So according to this, the meila would be gone after shechita. That's one side. Top of Amud Aleph. Oi, heter zrika shinu. Option two. There's gonna be three options. Option two is heter zrika. What's heter zrika? Once it's mutter zrika. Once it's mutter zrika. When you do Kabbalah b'kayis, you take the kli and you makabel the dam from the neck of the animal. Now it's mutter for zrika. It's fit for zrika. So is that what removes the meila? Or oi heter achila, or the heter of eating it? That's the one that we attach to the Mishnah Pashat. Het Achila means once you do Zrika. Once you do Zrika, the carbon's finished, the carbon's kosher. Now the meat is mutter to eat. You actually can eat the meat. Now that you get the meat, the meal is gone. So the first one actually discussed, without getting into this, spending too much time on this, what would be the logic of these different points, of these different thresholds? The last one's the easiest one to understand, that when you do Zrika, the bus becomes mutter for the kain to eat, exactly, and therefore meal is gone. It's the whole idea of meal is it's kailish l'ashem. Once it's mitzvah the kadam teet, no more kredish Hashem, so to speak, it's still holy, it's not kredish Hashem, it's not exclusive Hashem, and therefore meal is gone. That one needs no explanation. That's simple. The heter achila we understand. Heter zrika and heter shechita need a little more explanation. So heter zrika, Tosfos already says, you know what a pshat could be? We've had this far early already in this pesachta. Kala oimid lizrik kizark dami. I think it was in the end of Erechin? What? That's what I heard? Oh, yeah. So, kala emed lizreik is kizari tavi. Once the dam is in the kli, it's considered as if it's Zarek. So we said it's not Mamish of Zarek, but it's Nim Zarek. So could be that Svar makes it, which is funny, it's really based on the first Svar as well. First Svar is Mata the Basta Bachila. Masa Mata Bachila, it's not fully Kodesh Hashem. We're taking it a step further. Since Kalei Mila Zarek is Kazarek Dami, therefore, he didn't do the Zarek, you can't actually eat the meat. But it's like, and the meal is already gone. It's already one step in the grave, so to speak. One step out of Mila. Okay, that's the second Svar. Heta Shechita is the one that requires the most explanation. What would be the pshat? The Heta Shechita would be enough to take off Meila. So, one of the Svaris is brought down from the Sefer, it's actually Sefer Arachama. He brings down the Svaris, he says that we know by Chulin, what makes the animal mutter to eat, the meat mutter to eat? Shechita. So since by Chulin we find Shechita is a mater to make a mutter to eat, so maybe by Kachim, what takes off the Meila is the Shechita. What takes off the Meila? Remember, you only take off Meila, let's think for a second. You're not taking off the Meila on the Emurim. We're talking about Kachakacha, which already has Mila. You're not taking off the Mila on the Emurim. The Emurim are going to make Mila anyway. Why do you take a Mila on the Basar? You're right, you can't eat the Basar aside until you do Zrika. You're right. But the normative heter for Basar is Shechita. Over here by this Kachem, I have Shechita. So this is fair to say that Shechita can take off at least the Mila. You can't eat it yet for other reasons, but the Mila element could be removed with the Shechita. Yeah, a little bit of an interesting blend. That's one Svara is given. Another Svara that is given is that I remember what he said.
Yanni, like menachos, and you have the flour.
Yeah.
Into the kli, in the kaddishim, the blood going into the kois, also in the kaddishim. So similar.
But answer the question. The question over here is, why would shechita take off the mila? So the other svara they bring down is that, like this, the zrika you're doing with the dam, what are we removing mila from? We're removing mila from the meat. Right? The basar that the kohen is going to eat, that long as Mila. The Emurim, we say, remains with Mila. What avodas do you do after Shechita? Kabbalah, Halacha, Zrika are all done with what? With the dam. Your activity with the meat is finished where? By the Shechita. So since your activity with the meat is finished by the Shechita, you no longer have Mila over there. It's a gedda we spoke about when we saw the Masechta Nakdama, I think you've said this. There's a few ways to release Mila from something. One of the primary ways is Nasa Mitzvasa. When you complete the mitzvah that you're supposed to do with it, there's no longer Mila. Over here, you haven't completed the carbon, because you still need to do Zrika, but you've completed your activity with this meat, the Basar. The Shechita was the last act you're doing with the Basar, and that would be a Svara why the Basar would no longer have, why the Basar would no longer have Mila. Now, according to this Svara, so then why would there be a mandamer that says that the Mila leaves after Kabbalah's Kli? What's Kabbalah's Kli? It's Nishan Shter. Zrika we have first day. After Zrika first day, because it makes the meat mutter b'achila, that's the simplest one. We understand why Zrika, doing the Zrika, takes away Mila. Why would the Kabbalah's Dam B'Kli, that middle stage, take away the Mila? So they want to say it fits with the Svara as well. You're calling Shechita last avodah the Basar. Where does the Dam come from? It comes from the neck of the animal. Extracting or gathering the blood from the neck of the animal, that's also considered still the last, that's the machlekes, those two shitas. That would be considered the last avodah with the basar, either shechting the animal or getting the dam from the animal's neck. But the halacha for sure is already a separate category.
What about the
sure. Again, that's not the basar. The basar is what you're eating. The emurim is not ever going to leave Mila. Emurim is going to have Mila forever. Emurim going to his bed. Emurim is always going to cut the Hashem. The only thing here that's going to eventually at some point lose Mila is what? Is what? Thank you. Is the buser. So therefore, our question is, at what stage are you finished doing your avodah with the buser? You're right, you need the zrika to be mad to the buser. And also the emurim, which is also correct.
So does the emurim come before the zrika?
No, none of it does. You can't do any of it till the zrika. You can't be mad to the emurim, nor can you eat the buser till the zrika. But the point is, your direct involvement, we'll call it, your direct physical involvement with the buser ends, and the machlokes is that called ending with the shechita or ending with the kabbalah's dam b'kais. But that's where it ends. And therefore, that would be a svara to say the me'ila on the buser falls off. Those are two svaras. Otherwise, it's a svara. Yeah, it's definitely the most simple. That's what I said when we read the Mishnah. That's why we jumped to zrika. The most simplest way, right? When I was saying earlier today, you didn't look like you liked that. But the simplest understanding before, again, our Baal Batish understanding without seeing the Gemara would be Heter Zrika. Heter Achila. Heter Achila, which means post Zrika. Heter Zrika means the Dam's in the cup. A little misleading. The Dam's in the case, it's Mutter for Zrika. That's not enough. Heter Achila would be the most simplest understanding. That's where Mila's gone. And that is the third Shita. So that's the Gemara. Heter Achila, she knew. Which one is it? So we have two Shitas. None of them pick Heter Achila. Chizki Amar, Heter Shchita, she knew. Chizki says it's the Heter of Shchita that we learned. That is what's that takes off the Mila. That's the first period. Rabbi Yechon Amar, it's the second one. I made a mistake. Rabbi Yechon Amar, Heter Achila. Rabbi Yechon does say, Rabbi Yechon says, it's Heter Achila. Heter Achila is what takes away, which takes away the Mi'ilah. And again, that's how we're going to go ultimately. Heter Achila as well takes away the Mi'ilah. None of them take the middle ground, which is Heter Zrika. So the Marnavis Kash, Rabbi Zeira says, our Mishnah is Mashup, it's the middle ground. Rabbi Zeira, Leidak and Masis, Leik Rabbi Chizkiyah, Leik Rabbi Yechonah. Our Mishnah is Amadik, Leik Chizkiyah, No Leik Rabbi Yechonah. Why? Because the Mishnah says, Shalonav Shanimus is Yatzis. The Mishnah says that if it was left over overnight, if it became Tameh, or if it's Yatzis, that's a case where there's no longer Mi'ilah. Now, the assumption is, when we read the Mishnah, and we explained it even earlier today, we understood that what happened, the meat was left overnight. The meat became tummy. The meat got psuyetz. In that case, that means you already had zrika, right? That's not the Gemara's assumption. Gemara's assumption over here is we're talking about the dam, which means the dam, before you got a chance to do zrika, it was left overnight. Before you got a chance to do zrika, it became tummy. Before you got a chance to do zrika, it got psuyetz. What does that mean? We're saying in the Mishnah that if that happens, there's still no mila. Why? What stage were you at? You did shechita. You haven't done Zrika. You haven't done Zrika, which means you're at the Shas Heter Zrika. You have the Dam in the case, Heter Zrika. And that's when it was Lun, that's when it became Tummy, or that's when it became Psoyetze, and we're saying there's no Mila. Our Mishnah, if anything, fits like the middle opinion, the one that no one Paschal like. Says the Gemara, Lav, the Lun Dam, aren't we talking about a case where the Dam was left over? Uktani e Mailam Bai, and we're saying there's no Mila. So what do you see? Shemamina Heter Zrika Shininu. There's a Raya that the Heter that we're talking about is Heter Zrika. Kabbalah B'Kais is Heter Zrika, same thing. Kabbalah B'Kais is when it's Mutter Zrika, it's misleading. Heter Zrika sounds like the Heter of Zrika, which is Heter Achila. No, Heter Achila is what you're thinking of. Heter Zrika means the Heter that now you're able to Zrika. It's the Kabbalah B'Kais. So isn't that a clear raya? Lay the Marta Flexa with the way we went to the Mishnah. The Lam Bus, we're talking about where the bus was left over overnight. Avadam Izra. We're talking about where the bus, the Dam already did Zrika, and the bus was left over. Meshamachi Tani Emailam. And if there's no Mi'ilah, because since he did Zrika already, he had Heter Achila, there's no Mi'ilah. Okay. So now I'm going to go to the Mishnah of Aiter. Vezi Shalai, so Shas Hatta Lekainim. Our Gemara has used Lashem Shas Hakaish Lekainim. But the Gears of our Mishnah was Shas Hatta Lekainim, some Sushi of here too. That what's the case of something which didn't have Shas Hatta Lekainim? So he says, Shanishcha Chutz Mana, we quoted this earlier on Dalam Beis, Shanishcha Chutz Mana, the Chutz of Kaim, if it was Shechted, with a machshav of chutz mana chutz b'kayme, or here's the part that we're going to focus on: shekiblu psulim b'zarkas tame. If a puzzle, let's just say for example, someone who's tame, a kain who's tame, did kabbalah b'zarkas tame and or did zrika. Hey, what's the case? Ilam b'zarkas psulim b'kiblu psulim. We're saying that's the case where what? We're in nevesh asheter, and therefore there's still mila. What do you mean the psulim did kabbalah and zrika? Ilam, if it means literally b'zarkas psulim b'kiblu psulim, they did both the zrika and the kabbalah. The same psulim did both zrika and kabbalah. Lamli adi katarti. You don't need a pasul to do both avaitas to pass the carbon. Once the pasul does kabbalah, he passes the carbon. Elalav to kablinu pasulim aizarku. Vizarku, thank you. Vizarku. Elalav to kablinu pasulim aizarku pasulim uktani mailan. Elamai means either or. We're talking about a case where pasulim either did kabbalah or pasulim did the zrika, and we're saying there's still mila. Shmamina hetachila sheninu. You see, you need Heter Achila. Meaning, what would the Mishnah be saying? The Mishnah is saying that if the Psulim either did Kabbalah, or the Psulim did the Zrika, it's still going to have Mila. When do you have Mila till? You have Mila unless you have a Kasha do Zrika and make a Mutter Bachila. That's a proof. That'll be a right to the third side that you need Heter Achila. The first we discuss, why would you have to say a case of Psulim doing Kabbalah? That of course that apostles, if Psulim do Zrika apostles, certainly Psulim do Kabbalah apostles. Well, okay, the Mishnah wanted to speak out, you know, the whole possibility, the whole scenario. But in Chami, it's Leizu Avzu. Not only if Psulim do Kabbalah does apostle and there's still Mila, even if Psulim only did the Zrika, they're still going to be apostle and remain with Mila. Okay, it's Leizu Avzu. Fine. By the Chayetz Raya, it's Heter Achila. Says the Gemara, it's good Raya. Says the Gemara, no. One second. If you think that such a chilik makes sense, a chilik between when the Mishnah employs a lashon of kiblu psulim v'zarkos damei, the vav means clearly ay. The vav doesn't mean and; it means kabbalah or halacha. Let's go back to Zvachim where it quotes the same exact Mishnah and see over there. This we learned in the Mishnah Zvachim on Daf Sadi Beis. Chatas psula ain dama tal kibas. There's halacha. Just need a quick agdama for this next Gemara. There's halacha that if you have blood, we'll call it live blood. It's not live blood, the animal's actually dead. But live blood in a case, blood that's fit for Zrika. Any blood that's fit for Zrika that goes in a beggar, what do you have to do? You have to wash the beggar. And the Pasuk actually says, you wash the Makom Kaddish. And Ramban actually explains that the idea is that dam that was alive, that fit for Zrika, it retains the Kedusha, you can't take it with you to go. Just like it's a Psul Yetzir before you do Zrika, even this blood which got in your beggar before Zrika was live blood, and you shouldn't take it with you to go. So you wash it in the Azara. If it goes on the big day kahuna, you wash. No, but I think kahuna, let's say theoretically it's spread on the beged of Yisrael. Well, I don't see what would be different. So if it goes on your beged, you wash the beged in the azor, you wash it, and you get rid of the dam. Okay, it's a luck, you have to wash it and get rid of the dam from the beged. This is only relevant for what? We're calling it live blood, meaning blood that's still kosher to do zrika. Blood that already had zrika done, or blood that already is pasul, will not have a din. If that blood splatters on the beged, will not have a din of kibas. Let's see now. Hadan has we learned the mission chatas psula chatas pasul. Ain't dam tan kibas. The blood doesn't need kibas. Kibin shay slash hasakasher. So it says over there. I'm sorry. Bain shay slash hasakasher. Vinifsla. Where the hasakasher at one point and then became pasul. This dam it was kosher at one point and then became pasul. Bain shay slash hasakasher. Vinifsla. Maybe whether never hasakasher became pasul. Either way, as long as it's pasul, there's no din kibas. Now it explains. What's the case of dam that had a shasa kasher and then became pasul? Shalana, if it was left overnight, shenimis became tame. Aishiyatsu kapsul yetz. That's all the same suma we have in our Mishnah. Here's the part that we need. What's the case of dam that never had a shasa kasher? Shenishtu chutzim chayim chutzim manai. It was shechted chutzim chayim chutzim manai. It was shechted with imachshav chutzim chayim chutzim manai. Or shekiblu psum v'zerk es tame. We had the psum the kabbalah and was zerk the dam. Now hechidami. What do you mean over there, the kibbutz psum v'zarkas dam? What's the case of kibbutz psum v'zarkas dam? Okay, much better. So fine. Says the Gemara, hechidam. What's this case that was saying that it never shasa kasher and the dam is pasul and it still will not be subject to the din of kibbutz begadim? You have to wash the begadim. Elam the kibbutz psum v'zarkas psulim. If the case is if the case where we said she kibbutz psum v'zarkas dam, it means one case she kibbutz psum v'zarkas psulim. Who did done tana kibbutz? Tell me only there where they did both. That's where the blood on the beged won't keep us. Ha, kiblu the zarku kshirim. But if it was kabbalah was done by kosher people and the zrika was done by kosher people, in that case, damatan kibas. In that case, you need kibas. That also doesn't make sense. Why? Meaning, you tell me if psulim did kabbalah and zrika, it doesn't need kibas because it's pasul. Sounds like if kshirim did kabbalah and zrika, it would need kibas. But guess what? That's not the mitzvah that's done. The blood's not live either. That, for the shprach we're using, the blood's been, it's not, the mitzvah's done, right? It's not blood that's fit for zrika anymore. It says the Gemara, dan tan kibas, kari kan, ashiya yizda midama. It says the pasuk, that which you're gonna sprinkle from its blood, if it goes in your beged, it makes your beged kind of tummy, you need to keep us. Vilei shifkar huza, but if it's huza, if it has zrika, that blood also doesn't give off this din. El alav dafka, must be, that you have to say, clearly, it's lav dafka when the Mishnah spoke over there. So, just like the Mishnah Zvachim, it's Lav Dafka where it said Kiblu Vizarku. It means specifically that, because if we're comparing and contrasting, Kiblu Psulim Vizarku, the whole Zarku is Lav Dafka. Why? Because if you did Zrika, whether it's Pasul or not, if Zrika was done by Kasher, it also wouldn't need Kibas. It must be the Kiblu is the main point. Kiblu Psulim and didn't yet do Zrika, and it splatters on your beged, we're saying there would not be a need for washing. Had it been Kiblu Ksheirim and splatted on your beged before Zrika, that would have a need for washing. So we've eliminated Zrika component from being integral. It's saying it's Lav Dafka. So come back to our Mishnah of Eirbass also and say the Zrika component is Lav Dafka. It's the Kabbalah, which is Dafka. And therefore, the getting back to what's the Shas Hed to the Kainim, Shas HaKaitcher, is not with the Zrika. It's with the Kabbalah. It says, Gemara Chanami, Lav Dafka. Say over here, it's Lav Dafka. And the main point over here is the Kabbalah, not the Zrika Eirbass as well. So Ravasa says, no, that's Shever. Why? Because the clause is like this. I'll say Kabbalah and Zrika's Lav Dafka in Zvachim, if when I say it in Me'ila, Kabbalah and Zrika were both Dafka, so I had to say them both over there. Kiblu Psulim Vizarko's Damai. So I use the same Nusachim in, let's say, in Zvachim, even though Zrika's Lav Dafka, because I use that Nusach right in Me'ila. Or vice versa. I used it in Zvachim, and therefore it was Dafka in Zvachim, and therefore in Me'ila it's Lav Dafka. But if it's Lav Dafka in both cases, then just take out the word Zrika. Just say Shekibu Pesul Mazalim. Why would you have the word Zrika there? B'chal? Amar Basi. Im Kein Lama Limisi Tartu. What I have to say twice? Meaning, why would I have two Mishnayas saying something Lav Dafka? The norm is one is to the other one. It's a symmetry to the other one. What will be this for over here? Ella. Therefore, you have to come back again. If you hold the Het to Zrika is the Shear, so the Shiloh was, why did we say Shekibu Pesulim Vizarko Estamei? Shekibu Pesulim would have been enough. With the Mishnah and Meila's Dafka, our Mishnah's Dafka, Vakamashmalan, the Pasul Isha Shirayim, Afagav the Kiba Pasul Zark, the Kiba Kasha Vizark, Lavklami. What the Mishkami teaches is a separate Chiddush. Really, from the Kabbalah on is when it's considered, it's when Meila would be gone, Shas from Kabbalah, is when you have Shas Heter Zrika, and from Kabbalah, that would be all you need. When we're saying Leyes Shasetter, Leyes Shasetter means the Kabbalah was done by Pasos, so that never Shasetter. That's really the main point. We put in Zrika in our Mishnah, it's not Lav Davka, it's Davka, we put in it to teach you a separate Chiddush. That what? That not only do you have Shirayim from a kosher Zrika, when I do a kosher Zrika, the remnant blood is called Shirayim. What do you do? It's not fit for the Mizbech anymore. You pour it on the side, right, by the side inside of the Mizbech, right, by the hole, very good, on the side of the Mizbech. But what about if you have a Zrika done by Pasos? So if the Pasos goes and does a Zrika, does that make a big enough community? Does that make the remnants shirayim? If it does, a kosher can't go now and salvage the carbon. So meaning, you have a carbon, you shechted it, the kosher guy shechted it. A pasta guy goes and does Kabbalah and Zrika. You say pasta the carbon. But wait, if there's still dam in the neck of the animal, let a kosher guy quickly go run in this,
take some
dam, do kosher Kabbalah and kosher Zrika. But it won't work if you hold the Zrika's pasta, renders all of the remnant blood, shirayim. If it makes the other one shirayim, it's shirayim of this pasul is rika, and therefore this pasul, and that's what the Mishnah is coming to tell us over here.
So
I'm sorry? No. Kabbalah, if a pasul does Kabbalah, and there's more dam left and a kashuk to Kabbalah, that's still fine. Again, a pasul to Kabbalah, and then a kashuk does Kabbalah, that's fine. Use the kosher blood and do Zrika. That's still fine. Right? We've had that, correct. Right. You're to, in a case with the pasul, the kabbalah, and Zrika already, that's what you're
going.
Why would that be worse? Why would that make it any better? It's even worse. A kosher did Zrika with what? With the pasul's dam?
Yeah.
So of course it's Shirayim. If a pasul does Zrika with the pasul blood, it makes it Shirayim. Why would a kosher doing Zrika with the blood, why would it make it any better? Of course. Ask me afterwards. Says the Gemara, the pasul is a Shirayim. The pasul makes shirayim. Afagav the kibul pasul v'zark v'kibul kasher v'zark. Even though you have a kabbalah of the pasul who does zrika, and then a kasher went and did kabbalah did zrika, lav kumi won't be good. My time is shirayim because shirayim, and that was the point of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah no longer has a we no longer have a riot to the tzad of heter achila. You could also tie it with the tzad of heter zrika as well. Says the Gemara, what do you mean? Does the act of a pasul, does it render the rest of the dam a shirayim? And Rebbe Yechon responded, the only thing that makes shirayim is chutzas manai, chutzam kaimai. The statement of Rechus back was, when a pasul does a pasul, what type of pasul makes shirayim? If you did an avaida with a machshav, a chutzman, a chutzmukaymai, even though you did it for pasulos, it still renders the rest shirayim. And why is that? Because we know if like a pigel, you have to have karva matka mitzvasai, you have to have all four avaidas done, and you see that pigel is chal, makes pigel chal. So that such an avaida that makes pigel chal, even though you need all four avaidas, that's enough to make the rest shirayim as well. Sounds like another type of pasul would not make shirayim. So you're telling me the whole chiddush of Mishnah over here is that kibul damai, there's pasul of kabul dam, and we stuck in Zrika over here to tell you that if he does Zrika, it renders the rest shirayim. But Rabbi Yechon told Rabbi Shlakish only chutzas manai chutzam kaimai make shirayim. My lav bar mepsul doesn't come to exclude other psulim, a case where a pasul a tamei goes and does Zrika, that would not render shirayim. Not like what we're answering. Mar says lai, stick to your answer. Afilu pasul, if a pasul does Zrika, that would make the rest shirayim. I, Rabbi Yechus of Ein Lech Ketani, said there's nothing else but Chutz Zman and Chutz Zman. Didn't he mean to exclude everything else? Hachamar. The Mar says, no, Rabbi Yechus meant to say it like this. Ein Lech Adavar, She Einem Ratza B'Tzibur of Ayis HaShirayim. There's no psul that's a psul even by a case of a carbon tzibur, and yet it still makes Shirayim. El Chutz Zman and Chutz Zman. So then we come up with a very unique knage. Tumma, we know, is Hutcher B'Tzibur. So the psul who does Kabbalah, who's Tameh, had he done a Vayit B'Tzibur, the Bikasher, b'diavad, because tumah is such a betzibur, right? You have tzitzmaratza, tumah is such a betzibur, fine. So ein lecha davar, what Rabbi Yechon was saying was, there's nothing that is a psul, even betzibur, that makes shirayim. Anything that's possible betzibur doesn't make shirayim, except for chutzas manai chutzam kaimai, again, because it's maratza to make pigul, therefore that has, it's something, and therefore it makes shirayim. Any other psul is so possible, it won't even make the remnant of shirayim. But that's only psul that a possible by tzibur. Something which is not a psul by tzibur, that also shows like a sort of weakness in the psul. It's a leniency in psul, such as tamei, and therefore a tamei who does rika, that would make the remnants shirayim. Says the Gemara, el chuzbanu chutz mukaymai, aval tamei deisa betzibur, tamei which is kosher betzibur, mashvi shirayim, that would make shirayim. Shar psulim blayis and betzibur, other psulim which are also pata betzibur, they don't have an exemption of betzibur, they're psul betzibur as well, le mashvi shirayim, they wouldn't either make shirayim. But we still are left with our shayla, which are being rayas, but we're still left with our shayla. What is the dim when we say once the kachikachim had a shas heter, There's no longer going to be Mila. Doesn't mean Heter Shechita, that you shechted it, and that's it, Bekashras. Doesn't mean you did Kabbalah Bekashras, which we call Heter Zrika, or it doesn't mean Heter Achila, that you did the Zrika Bekashras, and that's when it loses the Mila. Those are the three stages. We have three Machlaikas. We still don't have Raya. Tashema, let's see one more Raya. This is going to be another Raya, that it's the Heter Zrika. Ha-Pigal Elam Elam Bayi. The Brisa tells us a pigle, a carbon of pigle, always has Mila. We're talking about Kachin Kachin. We had this Brisa before that we said always has Mila. And we made this deal before. Lav de Lezark. Aren't we talking about a case where you didn't do Zrika yet? So the pigle has Mila because you didn't do Zrika. Shema mina het Zrika shininu. We're saying pigle has Mila. Now the reason is because you didn't do Zrika yet. And since it's pigle, so you never had a shas. It's pigle already before you did zrika. You never had a shas heter zrika because let's say it became pigle b'shas shchita, right? Or during the Kabbalah, you never had a shas heter because you never had a Kabbalah b'kashrus, and therefore it won't lose mila. It's a raya that the heter zrika is what you need because you're making a statement that pigle, this pigle, will always have mila. Says the Gemara, loy. And the assumption over here, by the way, sorry, let me be more clear. Had you done a zrika, even a zrika's pigle, it would remove the mila. That we're assuming, right? That was the shas we started off with today from yesterday, Rav Gidel Marav. Does Zrika's pigle remove Mila from Kachin Kachin? No, he says it does not, and we try to bring rice to and against him, right? So the assumption over here in this price is that the Zrika would remove the pigle, and we're saying that it's La'ilam has the pigle, sorry, Zrika would not remove the pigle, Chasr Shalom. Zrika would remove the Mila, and we're saying that pigle La'ilam has Mila till Zrika. Why does that Mila to Zrika? Because you didn't ever shas heter Zrika. You're not really mutter to Zrika because the couple wasn't properly, but normally what removes Mila, the heter zrika, it's right to that side. Says the Mar, no. Okay, the Mar is going to use it. Ushmaim and heter zrika sheninu. Lay the Mar deflects. Zarka. We're talking about even when you did zrika. Still this Mila. Umayla Eilam. Hakamashbon Kirav Gidol. The Kirav Gidol. The Amr Gidol Marav. Zrika's pigle. Ain't a mate simi de Mila. Ain't a mate Mila. The Mar says on the contrary. Remember, before the Mar brought this as Raya to Gidol Marav, and we deflected the Raya. And now we try to bring a Raya to Shailov heter zrika, and we're deflecting by saying it's a Raya to Gidol Marav. That what? That Mi'ila applies to Kachin Kachin even after you do Zrika. Zrika is not going to remove, Zrika's pigle will not remove the Mila for Kachin Kachin, and Zrika's pigle will not bring in Kachin Kalim to Mila. That's the Shitas of Gidom Rav that we started off with today, and yesterday, was saying this price could feel like him, and therefore not a riot to our Shaila of whether it's Heter Shchita, Heter Zrika, or Heter Achila, because we could deflect this price and learn that teaching you Chiddush like a Gidom Rav, and not a riot to our Shaila. Gemara still continues the whole Amun of Vavam and Aleph. Discusses Vayter the Shaila. The Mar is going to bring a few riots to Heter Achila, and ultimately said we spoke out that we the Maisa do hold of Heter Achila. That seems to be how the Haskin. Regardless, have a good day.